On Thursday, I went to the Oregon Jewish Museum and Center for Holocaust Education to interview people protesting Israeli pinkwashing, which is essentially a deliberate strategy to conceal the continuing violations of Palestinians' human rights behind an image of modernity signified by Israeli gay life. The first interview I conducted was with the organizer of the protest, Olivia. I asked Olivia what they were protesting.
Well, we're protesting pinkwashing, which is a concept that basically suggests that the expansion of the military-industrial complex with more diverse candidates for torture and militarism and, you know, all sorts of violence is not actually radical. And I know that's kind of jargony, so what I'm going to translate that to say is we don't need gay and trans Israeli soldiers killing more Palestinians. That's not radical to us. And we think that both parties deserve a better representation, especially on National Coming Out Day.
This specific event at the Oregon Jewish Museum and Center for Holocaust Education was put on in honor of National Coming Out Day, which coincided with the visit of the first transgender officer in the Israeli Defense Force, Shachar Erez. Here's Olivia again.
Honestly, I don't even know his name. I just hate him. I know that sounds really awful, but I don't care who he is. I just know that he's trans and that he is in the military. And those two things on National Coming Out Day at this Oregon Jewish History Museum don't represent something positive to us. That's not representing the trans community positively. It's not representing the LGBTQ community positively. It's not representing Palestinians who are suffering under the hands of trans people in the military properly, and none of us want that stain on our community. We want something better. Hey, we've got some flyers if you'd like.
Olivia was very clever when talking with people attending the event. She had printed out flyers and was handing them out to attendees by saying they were brochures for the event, but not everyone reacted positively.
Hi, would you like a program today?
Thanks.
Oh, yeah. Program. Well, it is now.
The man took the flyer, but after realizing it wasn't a brochure for the event, he tried giving it back to Olivia.
I mean, I'm not a trash bag. You can take that elsewhere, buddy. Why don't you litter, just like the rest of the Israeli military? Oh my God, I got called a
As you can hear, the man called Olivia an offensive name. And unfortunately, our protests were met with other hostilities similar to this one. At one point, Olivia was standing in front of the door to the building, blocking the way in, and a woman kicked Olivia. I hadn't interviewed Olivia about this incident, but when speaking with her, she seemed relatively unfazed by it.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum. Salaam salam.
Another person I interviewed, whose name I didn't catch, is a part of both the Jewish and the queer community. I thought she would be a good person to talk to because she is representative of multiple minorities, also while protesting for the rights of another, often silenced group. I asked her, if she had the opportunity to talk to an attendee, what would she say?
I would ask them why they thought this was okay, number one, but number two, to actually talk to queer and trans Jews who live in the city, or also queer and trans Palestinians and who are anti-Zionist Jews, and like, why are you guys protesting? Why are you out here? Why do you have flyers? What's in your letter that you wrote us? And like, really actually kind of understand like why pinkwashing is so morally wrong to queer and trans people who are against any sort of anti-occupation, anti-racist, anti-xenophobic, right, anti-apartheid work. Like, I wonder why these people are out here doing this work. I should probably listen. Listening with an open heart is not that hard. So it should take a decent human being to understand why we're out here. You shouldn't have to beg people to see your humanity. So, and you shouldn't tokenize also the trans community for one trans IDF soldier. I forget what he served, but it doesn't matter.
The last interview I conducted was with Chris.
I'm Palestinian and GLBTQ.
Chris and I were the only two Palestinians at this protest, so I thought getting his input would be crucial for understanding the importance of protesting Israeli pinkwashing.
You know, I'm familiar with what a wider bridge, which is the power that's putting on the event, and they misrepresent Israel's relationship with the Palestinian GLBT community by mainly claiming they're inclusive when, in fact, they are legitimizing the apartheid and the fact that Palestinian community particularly GLBT community, is victim of the apartheid state as much as any straight Palestinian would be.
Those were the voices of protesters at the Oregon Jewish Museum and Center for Holocaust Education, protesting Israeli pinkwashing at the event organized by A Wider Bridge, who hosted Israel's first transgender officer. Reporting for KABU Evening News, I'm Leila Kanon.